Hey, it's Todd and Tyler, and this podcast is brought to you by 42 Degrees, with four convenient locations in Omaha.
Open 8 a.m. to midnight, 7 days a week, by your mom's house. I'll see you there.
Tweet at us, or just follow us, or both. Twitter is at TNT Radio Empire. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Greg, we were discussing before the break, you had mentioned off the air yesterday, you thought the timeline was that Les Moonves was a bad sexual predator up until he met Julie Chen. So does he have that excuse with Julie, I was a bad guy before you?
I think it was.
Does the timeline work that way?
If I'm not mistaken, I saw that the report that the New York Times at least partially got a hold of said that he hadn't
been doing any of this stuff before he met her?
After he got married.
He wasn't doing it after that.
He was not doing it after he got married.
After he got married. So he might have been doing right
I up can't
until
answer
he got...
I don't know the specific.
The specifics we wanted to know is, did he stop it when he met her? If he didn't...
I'm giving a guy a two-month layover. I'm giving a guy a two-month dovetail.
Yeah, but if he continued...
At least maybe 3 or 4 months.
Up until he got married, then he's still got to answer to Julie. You can't be doing that right up until you get married.
No. But I'm talking about if he wasn't exclusive with her.
Yeah, there's a grace period.
Yeah. He wasn't dating her much, right? They weren't exclusive.
Okay, this is serious. We're exclusive now.
And he probably waited for her to say that.
I got to fire somebody. I'll be right back.
Most guys go, oh, geez, I guess we are now.
Right, because at some point, Julie had to sit down and have the monogamy talk with him.
Do. By the way, we'll do that or phenomenon. We'll do that, and there'll be people sitting here that are not real familiar with the show, and it just kind of goes past them, and they look around. and we don't stop on it
nope.
at all. It's just, you know.
You either get it or you don't. We're moving on.
You got to think about it. How you doing today, Mr. Evans?
Multi-syllabic word is generally followed by the Monomena song.
Yeah. Well, it's got to be.
It's got to have a certain cadence.
No, it's got the cadence. Monogamy. And phenomenon. It's that one. No. Yeah.
Four syllables.
It's only those two words I think we ever say it to, really.
Yeah, you're probably right. Yeah. Although there may be another one.
Yeah, if we hear it.
I'll know it when I hear it,
exactly.
First of all, let me say that 30 players had Tom Billington.
Oh, I thought you said yesterday's.
The Dynamite Kid.
Oh, that's right. You said there was some. Yeah, okay.
And it was pointed out to me in an email that that would have been Tom Billington's
60th birthday.
Birthday and Michelle Bachman birthday.
Yes.
Remember that next
Both
year?
Both in the same day.
Yes, if only she had been talking about him that day.
She would have been correct.
Yeah. She would have been correct. So 30 players had Tom Billington, and we will look into that in a little bit.
Some model that had breast cancer died. Anybody have her?
I didn't see that.
Yeah, okay. She's pretty young. Pretty sad, looks like.
How long had she had this?
I don't know, but usually that comes on pretty quick sometimes. Who knows?
She was 34. I think I saw it. She was on like America's Next Top Model
is her name
or something.
Strauss?
Yeah.
Last name Strauss?
34.
No one had her.
No one had her, got it.
She just announced that here this year.
Okay. Josh Schneid and Jason Salmon.
Or salmon.
Okay. We don't know.
We'll ask him when he gets
here. It's spelled like salmon.
We're not sure.
They're going to be here later. Petey's going to be here. And you had 30 people with the bulldog, the British bulldog, one British bulldog. The other one's dead, too. We didn't learn that yesterday.
Right.
And, of course, GW.
Right. 619 players had George H.W. Bush. They include but are not limited to...
H.W., sorry.
What'd I say?
I said the wrong one. I said the young one.
Stacked Dead Actors has a hit, as does the stage diving midget stripper. Stinky Pete gets a hit, as does Stuttering Genius.
Maybe you, Craig.
Did
I'm
you
not
just
a
stutter
genius.
saying Stuttering Genius?
Yeah, you did. So did you. So did you.
Yeah, it's not funny when I do it.
No, it's not. You okay?
I'm a little tired this morning.
Yeah.
Join the Sunset Grill gets a hit. Yeah, we're all
down
tired.
Down at the Sunset Grill, we are all tired.
Susie H. Christ gets a hit.
Susie H.
Swollen Colon gets a hit with the Elder Bush, as does Taco Tuesday Swirly.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
Can we not call him Elder Bush?
Elder Bush.
That's a bad visual.
Yeah.
Tag him and bag him gets a hit. Taint misbehaving gets a hit, yeah. As does the Tampa Bay shoe licker, the tapeworm toilet bowl, and Team G-Spot.
Well, that's a couple. That's probably a husband-wife team came up with that name.
So I thought maybe that was something coming up in the Olympics.
Or is that some Avenger group, the Team G-Spot, you know?
Oh, yeah. A couple superheroes.
Exactly. And we're not, where are we at? We're at T's and we started with D's. I don't want to do the math on that.
Or
it's called the alphabet, actually. ABCD.
We're coming around near the end of the alphabet.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And we started near the beginning of the alphabet.
And we still have more than a page to go.
Okay.
Got it. So we'll finish that today or tomorrow?
Today.
Okay.
Well, yeah, we will just get it done today. Of the four pages.
Okay. I was going to say, how many pages total did you have?
Four.
I would have guessed five.
Four full ones.
And the British Bulldog dying, you said 30 people had him. Did a leaderboard change?
Well, let's see.
Yeah. Because yesterday you didn't know for sure.
Oh, yeah. Leaderboard.
Yeah.
Sounded like he said litterboard.
Oh, no.
Fish 58th Street still has the lead.
Still leading, huh?
Yeah, of the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10,
kind of 11, the other day
12 that... or 13 players that have six hits. Fish 58th Street leading the league.
Found out the other day, Dr. Mina's porn name is Fish 84th Street.
No relation.
They didn't have a fish either. Yeah, no relation.
No pet.
They had no pet.
They had
would have had a cow, you know.
No.
They're Indian.
I think that's tough inside the city limits.
It'd be like cow 84th Street.
No, I don't think cows are allowed as pets. They can roam around on your property.
Good point.
They can roam around in the street.
Yeah.
And I don't know.
But if they're in your property, you can call it a pet. You can call your cow a pet.
We should ask them.
Yeah.
We should ask
you call your cows a pet on the farm, Puss?
No cows.
Okay.
We should
ask them. Pigs?
No pigs.
If they name the cows in the streets.
Yeah.
I bet you they don't.
Yeah. Maybe not the streets of Omaha, Nebraska. Maybe the streets of Mumbai, India, maybe.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure she wasn't raised in Mumbai.
No, she wasn't. She was raised here. She'll love this conversation.
No less than all the rest of them.
Yeah. Oh, exactly.
There's that. Tonight, it's the Tennessee Titans and the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Oh, God.
Exactly.
They thought the Jags were going to be better, and they're not. So
they were for three games.
Yeah. I mean, last year they were in the playoffs last year, so they figured this would be.
This was supposed to be the other way around.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Titans are still in contention, and the Jags are out of it.
Evidently, it's very difficult. But you don't know ahead of time. Yeah, ahead of time. Right. Ahead of time.
You know, ahead of time.
Three weekly matchups that are going to be good.
Well, especially by this time of the season.
Spread too thin, too, I think.
Yeah.
Guys have gotten injured. You don't know who's going to still be walking at this point of the season.
Well, that's why they put that flex thing in.
But that's just Sunday night.
That's just Sunday night.
Yeah.
You can't flex Thursday night.
Mondays and Thursdays are locked in.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, because you can't change
flex weekday games.
Yeah, you can't change it to a Sunday afternoon. It was going to be Monday night. Travel plans and all that stuff. You're going to hose half the fans.
I'm sure they're excited in Nashville and Jacksonville. Maybe Nashville, and they're excited, not in Jacksonville.
Not so much. Because they're in Jacksonville.
Yeah.
Which there's worse places to be, but maybe not for football.
Not for football right now, yeah. Probably a little warmer there than it is here.
Well, the game's in Tennessee.
That's even warmer in Nashville than here, I bet. It's going to be 22 here in the heartland today, right?
No, I think they're getting some.
22? 22?
Streaking across 22? The southern part of the country.
22.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to be a lot warmer.
The XFL will be starting in 2020.
I saw the eight cities the other day on Twitter. And I saw the eight stadiums. I assume that's the eight cities they're in. Pretty big cities, all of them.
Dallas, Los Angeles, New York, New Jersey, Houston, Seattle, D.C., Tampa Bay, St. Louis.
They were talking that some of those are soccer stadiums, but one of them is MetLife, where the Giants and Jets plays. And they said the XFL on a Saturday afternoon or Sunday afternoon in the spring, right? They're going up against the NFL. Oh, it had to be the spring, obviously.
I think it's spring.
Yeah. 80,000-seat stadium might look kind of empty.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so they're going to have trouble filling that one for sure.
I think the Dallas one's playing at the Rangers Park.
Where the Rangers play, right?
Yeah, yeah, so that, yeah. Even that'll look
probably the other one's a StubHub, which is where the Chargers play, the soccer stadium.
About 30,000.
Oh, I know. Raymond James are playing there in Tampa Bay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think Tampa, New York, and Seattle were the three NFL mm-hmm. stadiums.
That's right. They're playing Seattle, too. Houston, no names yet. We got to pick out our favorite team in the XFL.
You mean the big Seahawks stadium?
Yeah, they're playing there.
Yeah, CenturyLink Field.
CenturyLink.
Yeah, they're playing there.
Oh, that's going to look empty.
No, it's CHI Health Center Field, right?
No.
No, no.
Didn't they sell it too?
No.
No. Not in Seattle.
Oh, that's our arena. Sorry.
No, not in Seattle.
All right.
Yeah, they'll be getting up into the late 40s today in Nashville.
There you go. Yep, that's a freaking heat wave.
42 degrees at kickoff.
I went outside yesterday because it was 33. Said, I'm getting outside while I can.
What did you do? Walk to your car?
No, I walked around the neighborhood, but it was a bad choice because it was. I almost fell and killed myself three times.
Did you?
Because the ice, sometimes there's ice underneath the snow, and you go, whoops, and you almost go down.
Especially at 33 degrees where the surface melts.
Oh, it's bad.
Yeah. And then it freezes.
It was bad.
Did you check the mailbox?
No, I did not. I said to my wife, we were in a car today. We went to the store together. After she, I said, remind me, don't get the mail today. She goes, well, you just told me that. I said, I'm going to forget.
I sent my daughter to the mailbox yesterday afternoon.
Did you really?
She comes walking back in. I said, anything good? She's like, nothing. I went, oh, that's right.
You did it on purpose?
No.
Oh, yeah.
Completely spaced it until she walked back in. I went, oh, that's right. There's no mail today.
By the way, his daughter's three. How rude is that?
She's nine.
Sends her to the mailbox, and she's three.
And it's two houses down.
It does seem like she's three.
It's two houses down. It's not even that far.
I think they could have delivered mail yesterday.
No, believe me, a mailman I know is real happy.
Oh, I'm sure.
Real happy that
screw that guy.
That HW died. Not the reason, but that's what made him happy.
They postponed the Grammy announcements because of the funeral.
Funeral's today. The actual other funeral's today.
Yeah.
And they're televising that.
But the big
multi-day
one.
Multi-day affair. Yeah.
The big one was
yesterday.
Was yesterday, and so we didn't get any mail because of that. Because you're supposed to stay, glued to your TV?
No, it's because it's a government, all government buildings were shut yesterday.
Yeah, a little respect is all.
Is that the case when we lose a president every time?
I don't know.
It's been 12 years. I don't know.
Yeah. So I don't recall if we got mail or not 12 years
ago. Oh, the day Reagan died? Man, they had to.
No.
Was it Reagan?
No.
12 years ago?
I think it was
Nixon.
Ford. No. Was it Ford?
Ford,
I think. Oh, that's right.
Another one-termer.
He was. We have a little trend going here.
Hopefully we do. Yeah.
That the one-termers die earlier.
No, Carter's still kicking.
Oh, that's right.
He is.
Carter's still kicking.
Well, that would imply that he would be next in line.
Yeah, it would.
Well, it only makes sense since he's
the oldest, isn't he?
He's in his 90s.
Yeah.
Bush was in his 90s.
But Carter's beat everything, man. He beat cancer.
Carter's still out there building houses.
I know, but he's knocked
everything. He did beat cancer.
He beat cancer.
He beat a rare kind of cancer.
I know.
Or, something
kicked
like that.
Ass.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, I don't think he's in on the demo part of building the houses or anything.
Matter of fact,
but he does Habitat for Humanity.
I don't think he's out there.
Yeah, he's out
he might
there
not
working.
Do. He might not pound as much as he used to. We'll ask Rosalind on that. Yeah.
Just enough.
Isn't she dead?
No, she's sitting next to him. Wasn't she?
Oh, was that her?
Yeah.
I wasn't sure.
Yeah.
All I saw was a quick look on her.
It was
actually on this date in 2015 that Jimmy Carter announced that the cancer in his brain was gone.
I know. And he was, old as hell in 2015.
91.
Yeah, he's 94, she's 91, both of them. Still kicking.
Yeah, Ford died.
He likes older ladies.
Day after Christmas in 06 and Reagan in 04.
Yeah, I don't remember if we got mail.
You might remember a mailman.
Right.
Maybe.
If they had the day off, they'll remember.
Yeah, I don't recall that being part of the protocol.
Yeah.
People are offended.
Don't say it. If what you're thinking, I'm going to say, I'll get all pissy about this. But I
don't know.
Might be
Did
wrong.
You see what people are offended by?
The Clintons not acknowledging
Trump.
No. Good, because I wouldn't either.
No. And you might not be offended by this either.
Okay, got it.
You might not be offended, but some people are. President Trump did not recite the Apostles' Creed or sing any of the congregational hymns during the memorial service.
I'm not offended because I don't know him either, but the evangelicals don't embrace me. That's, I'm not offended. I don't care if he sings it or not. He doesn't know it, Craig.
He doesn't know it. Apostles' Creed, you're absolutely right.
And all those other guys were...
But the Apostles' Creed, it doesn't matter.
Is that the third Creed movie coming up?
They gave everybody a cheat sheet on the way in.
Yeah.
Oh, they did. That's right. I saw them looking at paper.
So everybody had a cheat sheet. You didn't have to know it.
I'm not offended. I don't care who sings what.
Even the Muslim guy knew it from memory. The Muslim guy didn't even have to look at the cheat sheet. Yeah.
There you go.
Now, the Apostles' Creed.
Trump, Obama. They were all chanting it. Everybody was chanting it except for Trump.
That's not our Father who art in heaven. That's the Lord's Prayer, right?
You are correct.
Okay. The Apostles' Creed.
You sing that like that nun.
I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, I
wouldn't know that either.
Yeah, the different things that you believe
or blur
as Christians ask.
I wouldn't know this anyway because I wasn't a church guy.
I'm going to cut him some slack on this.
Well, I'm not. I am him, but don't the evangelicals embrace him like he's the guy. The rest of those guys are devils. Everybody up to the right of him was devils.
Sure,
you know.
But I mean,
Clinton, Obama, and Carter, devils.
I've been in that situation, and
they all recited it.
And if you're at a funeral or something, and they're saying, and if you're not part of the club. Just stand there and be respectful and be quiet.
Oh, no, I'm not offended by it.
No, I'm not offended by
what he does, but don't embrace the Christian community.
Sure.
Well, you don't know dick about it.
Yeah, that's the thing that I won't give him a pass on is the fake Christian stuff.
80% of the evangelical vote.
I have no bones about it. I don't even pray.
80% of the evangelical vote in the 2016 election went for Trump.
Exactly.
Because the Apostles' Creed is one of those things that I couldn't recite just me off the top of my head.
But if you had a cheat sheet, you could
What if I had a crowd around me?
You would know it?
I would kind of be able to fake it. And then,
that's the thing.
Right. 80% of the evangelicals would look at me favorably.
Right.
No, they wouldn't.
Oh, you're right.
No, they wouldn't. Because you're pro-choice.
And atheist.
And by the way, all the atheist
part. And the atheist part. They might frown on that.
Puss and I are both watching a Netflix series now. He turned me on to it. I saw the previews, and Puss said he started watching it, so I started watching it last night. The Kaminsky Method.
The Kaminsky Method.
Kaminsky Method. It's Michael Douglas and Alan Arkin, and they're old. He's an old acting teacher / actor, and Alan Arkin's an old agent, and they're in Hollywood. It just revolves around two elderly, just guys getting old in Hollywood, basically. Arkin's wife dies, and you can take it from here, Puss.
Oh, and they're at the house after the funeral, and the guy who's playing the rabbi comes over to him, and he's one of those actors you've seen in a ton of stuff.
Oh, yeah,
and he
yeah.
walks up, he says, well, you know, when you're sitting Shiva, you're supposed to cover all the mirrors in the house. And
right.
He looks at a mirror. Alan Arkin looks at him and says, well, I'm not that kind of Jew. And he says, well, what kind of Jew are you? The atheist kind. Move along. Sandwiches are in there.
It was great. The atheist kind of Jew.
And Michael Douglas kind of gives him some crash. Well, why can't you just be nice? He says, well, if he didn't want me to be mean to him, he shouldn't have been a rabbi.
Exactly right. No, I'm not
offended. It's a really funny series.
Yeah.
I really like the show.
Really good, yeah.
American girls now going through puberty significantly earlier than in decades prior, thanks to obesity, toxic stress, and environmental elements. A study that was recently published looked at one particular type of environmental element.
You said three things there, and I won't talk about that right there. That'd be a bad time to bring up our three things rule.
It would be.
Yeah.
One of the particular types of environmental elements was the chemicals in household items.
Wait, go back to the three. I don't know that they're
obesity,
all...
toxic stress, environmental elements.
They're not necessarily, you know, puberty girl oriented. You could remove that.
Three things I masturbate with.
Obesity toxic stress, and environmental elements.
Okay.
Yeah.
I can see that.
Also helps American girls go through puberty significantly earlier.
But I don't want to talk about masturbating in puberty. Unless it's me going through puberty and masturbating like hell, which I did.
Well, that's part of puberty.
Yeah. Right.
A study published in Human Reproduction. Plus, you've got that, don't you?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I'll bring that back.
Yeah. Determined that the onset of female puberty is associated with exposure to chemicals like the phthalates, the parabens, and the antibacterial agent triclosan.
There's three things I masturbate to.
Once again, I'm afraid to use that line because I want to talk about teenage girls here.
You find these products in your personal care products like Some brands of perfumes, cosmetics, and toothpaste. The same
We all know that the periods start a lot earlier than they did when girls our age didn't have periods to a lot later.
I was just recently told by a doctor that the low end of what they consider normal now is 9.
You can have your period and you start getting boobs at 9.
They say if they start seeing signs of puberty at 9, they consider that normal.
Man, that's
is that because of the crap they put in food?
That's what he said. And that's exactly what that is.
I kind of blacked out.
No, what we're talking about here is obesity, toxic stress, and environmental elements. Yeah. In this case, they're looking at chemicals in household items like phthalates, parabens, and triclosan that you can find in personal care products like some brands of perfumes, cosmetics, and toothpaste.
Yeah.
The same result was not found in populations of boys.
Well, that's because they don't use a lot of lipstick.
When you start getting hair on your face, sorry, puss.
Yeah.
Well, I imagine prepubescent girls don't use a whole lot of lipstick either.
I bet you they use more than you think.
We'll let that hang out there.
Now, they also know that the hormone-disrupting chemicals that are in our homes and in our environment can be an additional factor that is contributing to this.
Well, we all know this horror as dads, and plus we'll know this soon, probably in a couple years. Your daughter will all of a sudden have boobs, and you'll go, oh, Jesus.
Like when you were growing up, Puss, did you drink the raw milk, or did you go to the store?
Right out of the tap, right? You did out of the tap, didn't you?
Oh, yeah, it was fresh from the cow, right?
That's what I thought.
Right into the dining room.
Into your mouth.
Right, usually the cow is right out.
Well, not quite.
What are you doing again, little puss?
We weren't doing keg stands with the cow or anything, but
I had some friends who were dairy farmers, and usually the cow was right outside the kitchen, and you go fetch your own glass of milk. Fresh.
All right.
What if you have a glass? What if you just want to sip?
Then right from the tap.
Take the cereal bowl with you.
No.
And you became the machine.
Come on back.
You're listening to the Dodd and Tyler Radio Empire.